All right, y'all. On this podcast, we'll be bringing you exclusive Spurs only related content.
For all there'll you be, San Antonio fans out there.
There will be no speak of KCP.
Thank you.
This will be the last you hear of Derrick Rose. And there'll be nothing from LeBron.
I won't even from say Josh. Joe, I swear. After this, LeBron's the goat. Okay, I'm done.
Let's get into it. What's going on? What's wrong with the Spurs? What do we need to do?
Lack of heart.
Honestly, bro.
Lack of heart in our most valuable assets.
Do people even want to play? I don't know.
But Marco needs to go. Patty needs to go.
DeMar needs to go.
And that's just contract-wise for me.
And LaMarcus
for Patty. Because he.
Yeah, yeah.
I love Patty, but he ain't doing this shit anymore, bro.
We got Bryn for that.
Honestly, boys? Yeah. Bryn's young. They both play no defense. Might as well keep Bryn, right?
Cheaper contract. But DeMar, I love him. Y'all know I love him.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not playing right. And I need to see something from him.
I think we need to decide. And this is tough. I don't think a lot of organizations are very good at handling this kind of situation. But I think the Spurs need to decide what we're doing with this season. Are we focusing this season on player development? Is our goal to just make the playoffs and be a first round out team? Is part of that, okay, we want to make the playoffs so our young players can get exposure in the playoffs? What are we doing here? Because, and we were talking about this a few minutes ago before we started recording, players like, honestly, a core of LaMarcus and DeMar DeRozan is not going to win you a championship in today's NBA. I think most people should be able to agree on that. Yeah. Neither of those players give you enough perimeter damage. DeMar is still showing that he doesn't really like to shoot the three. And even if he did, we all know he's not a good shooter from there. He really has not pushed his game in that direction, which is fine. However, he and LaMarcus are two offensive all-stars, and LaMarcus is pretty much stuck to his post game. And then you got DeMar that's always going to the mid-range or to the bucket. And it kind of leaves the floor cluttered because we only have a few shooters. We only have Bryn Forbes. Derek White's not getting a ton of minutes right now, but Derek White's a subpar three-point shooter still. Obviously, DeJounte Murray is not that good of a three-point shooter yet, but I'm glad he's at least taking them. Shout out Quicksum Ramirez. I hate that guy on Twitter. I'm going to just throw it out there because
he talked
much shit about DeJounte Murray. You would think the guy didn't want the Spurs to be good. Anyway, it seems to me like the Spurs are in a really bad place. We really need to get rid of LaMarcus, Patty, and DeMar after last season, in my opinion. I know when we had Kawhi, it made more sense to keep some of these players. But once we realized that Kawhi was gone, I think we really needed to restructure our team and play to our advantage of being a young team that gets up and down the floor, that's defensively strong, but can also stretch the floor. And right now, I think we're really struggling with stretching the floor and our offense. Granted, that said, I know we're ranked number 9 in offensive efficiency right now. A lot of that plays into the fact that we are the Spurs. We don't take a lot of bad shots. We don't just rely on isolation-based offense. However, our defense, I think, is ranked 22nd in the league, which is just abhorrent. We play Marco Bellinelli for too many minutes. He gets burned all over the place.
He gets cut standing.
I really just don't think we have a mentality on defense. We're just not tough. We have a few guys that stand out. Obviously, DeJounte is one of the best like perimeter defenders in the league. Bryn Forbes is just average. We don't give Damari Carroll enough minutes. Patty Mills is not a good defender.
Damari Carroll was just brought there to like send the bench, I guess.
Right. I don't understand.
No, I think they're going to implement him later, but.
But why not now, I guess, is my question.
10 games in, I think
Pop's always been like that, though.
I think 15 games after 15 games, he's going to make his real adjustments. Honestly, that's how I trust Pop.
That's fair. Pop does like good sample sizes.
But what if we did a trade with New York?
New York.
New York.
So who do you want from New York? What do we get with New York?
I want Julius Randle. This better be good.
Yeah, I would honestly, I like Julius Randle. I do like that.
Wayne Ellington. That's a 3-point shooter.
Okay.
3-and-D.
3-and-D.
That's it? That's all we're trading for?
No. I'm just saying, I want to trade DeMar, but I'm trying to think of a package.
DeMar DeRozan for Wayne Ellington.
Well, I never said it was DeMar. I never said DeMar until now, but I'm saying I want to trade DeMar, and we all know, we don't all know. He's hurt from Toronto.
Yeah, still.
And I think he really does like the North, like, that area. I think he likes the cold weather. And we all know San Antonio is not that. So I'm saying we ship him to New York. It's closer to Toronto, his area.
Who doesn't like the weather?
I'm going to stop you right there. I don't know necessarily if it's a weather issue. I think the reason DeMar is obviously hurt is the whole Raptors trade situation. I don't think it's that he doesn't like it down here, but put it to you this way. You ever bounce back from a relationship and then the next girl is just like, meh? That's where he's at right now. He understands that this San Antonio, that like the organization of San Antonio is obviously a great organization, but he's not bought in to what we're trying to do here, in my opinion. We talked about it a little bit too with like the heart of the team, the amount of effort we're putting out there. It doesn't really seem like, and it's not just DeMar. Okay. I don't really think our team believes in ourselves,
but exactly, as a force. You said we're meh. We are not a party city. We're not Toronto's lights, people. They're everything.
I'm just saying. I don't think. Weather
it could
issue.
Be. It could. Why did Kawhi leave? Because family or whatever. It was a location thing too. But I'm saying we don't know.
Los Angeles. He wanted a bigger market. LeBron, he felt like San Antonio was not building his market, and that was the only place we'd ship him. It's not like he wanted to go to Toronto. That's why he's not there.
No, I know.
No, he's just saying
he didn't like Toronto either because of the weather. But I'm saying maybe DeMar has a thing for like colder places. We don't know. I don't know what's going on in his head. I'm saying New York is the closest thing he's going to get to Toronto unless we trade with Toronto. Literally.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying maybe if he feels comfortable in a bigger market team, as we know the Knicks are, maybe he might be more comfortable. Maybe. But I'm saying for the people they have, I don't know who I really want from them, but that might be a destination to look at. I'm not saying we do it like, hey, that's the only place I'm offering. Mm-hmm. We can trade DeMar. I don't give a shit. Trade him to the Bucks. Trade him to
Boston.
Boston, bro. Trade him wherever he will. I don't care. But I'm saying if you look at certain teams in their areas, I'm trying to find somewhere close to Toronto that's not Toronto because I don't know. I don't think Toronto, honestly, the way they're playing this year, I don't think we would trade with them for DeMar back because there was already problems with DeMar over there because he also was kind of lackadaisical in some games over there. And I know that because I'm also a Raptors fan. I've seen his ups and downs. You know what I mean?
Struggling in the playoffs for sure.
So I'm just saying maybe we ship him. And I was thinking Bobby Portis as a power forward. But we need to find a way to get rid of both LaMarcus and DeMar. And I'm not saying those two for those two because that is uneven. But I'm just saying like there's multiple trade scenarios that we can use. Honestly, if you want to look up do the trade generator thing, we can do that. But I'm saying I don't know where DeMar wants to go. I just know he needs to go for his benefit and for our benefit.
What the hell have we said so far? We're offering DeMar? We said Wayne Ellington, Bobby Portis, Julius Randle.
I said Julius Randle.
Which I wouldn't mind.
We are lowballing the hell out of DeMar DeRozan right now.
Earlier you were saying DeMar's trash, bro.
He's not trash.
I never said that.
You have to understand the concept of what DeMar is to the franchise, right? Like, it's not that DeMar's trash. Not that LaMarcus is trash.
I'm saying he just don't
want
to be there.
This is just not where, like,
it's not his fit.
They're just two all-star. I mean, it's like a John Wall, Bradley Beal kind of deal. Like they're both all-stars, but if that is all your team is kind of centered around and then everyone else is just like stragglers, there is no team identity there. They didn't have a leader. They didn't have one set leader because neither of the two really stepped up in that role. Bradley Beal has now, though, by the way. There wasn't any team cohesion. I mean, you look at all the great teams that have won championships, every team has some sort of identity to them. Every team has a play style that fits their roster. That's why players like Sean Livingston, for example, or like even an old Andre Iguodala are going to have roles on certain teams, because it's more important to have player personnel that fits your style of play than just signing, you know, a top agent, right? Just because, you know, one player, like, for example, you could need a shooter, and just because JJ Redick is a great shooter doesn't necessarily mean he's the kind of guy that would fit into your, you know, play style, right? Granted, I actually don't believe that, because JJ Redick's a beast and he can shoot off the dribble and he's crazy.
But Spurs exclusive content we're going to talk about right now.
I'm making comparisons.
I think DeMar DeRozan, definitely a first rounder for sure. Mm-hmm. And you should probably do it to a low ball team, like a team who's on the bubble, like a, I don't know, can we pull up the standings right now?
Do you have your phone?
Not playing. I got you.
Yeah, we got the standings.
You right. You can. Hell yeah! Don't Chicago. Talk, like a nice.
I do like the thought of getting like Zach LaVine or like Otto Porter Jr.
Imagine
a Kobe White.
Yeah.
Kobe White would be. I don't think though. I don't know if they'll get
another point guard.
No, but they'll take away the draft pick. But you can get Kobe White. They'll probably ask a second rounder in exchange. Like if you're giving them DeMar DeRozan.
But if we take in Kobe White, where does he fit on our team?
That's what I'm saying. You're asking for point guard.
Right.
Kobe White's a shooting guard.
He's a small shooting guard. He's not that tall. He's like 6'3", 6'4". He's 6'5". With the hair, without the hair. Because he's not got size either. He doesn't have size. Like. He's like a CJ McCollum if you're putting him at shooting guard. And he's good, but I don't really think that's a piece that we'd be able to necessarily build around.
Okay, look, time out. Boom. Look, where's the Knicks?
I understand that. But like KD once said it. He said it so great. Ain't nobody want to play for New York. Like New York was then, and now it's Brooklyn. And that's why he chose Brooklyn, because Brooklyn's on an uprising team. They're a star or two away from being a contender in the East.
Okay.
That's fact. Like, New York has never been that team. Never. Like, no one else played for New York. I guarantee if DeMar DeRozan said, yeah, you're getting traded to the Knicks, that wouldn't fix his problems at all.
Okay, well, I understand that. But what Kawhi didn't want to play for Toronto, but we still shipped him over there. It doesn't matter.
Toronto to the New York Knicks is a giant gap in play style and coaching and management and location.
What I'm saying is it doesn't matter exactly where he goes, but if New York can offer us something, I'm not saying I'm dead set on New York. I'm saying it doesn't matter where the fuck he goes, because he's going to go somewhere where the Spurs choose.
I don't think anybody on the Knicks is going to mesh well with the Spurs. If I'm being honest with you, I know Jay Randall the dog. I know Wayne Ellington is a lights out shooter, but you already have dysfunction with DeMar DeRozan. Like, don't add more dysfunction from New York to San Antonio.
How are you gonna add dysfunction when you're okay? All right,
I think a team though.
I'm just saying y'all are being a little close minded in what I'm saying.
I get
what you're saying, but like it's just it goes back to like I don't know who I would even want from them.
I know.
That's what the Spurs. That's what I'm saying for the Spurs.
But they're still a low. They're gonna get a high pick. You know what I mean? Y'all were just talking about picks, and so I'm saying exactly what y'all are saying. But I'm just saying the Knicks, because I think Wayne Ellington might be a good fit, a 3-and-D player.
They took picks from the Mavericks when they got Porzingis, and the Mavericks are balling out, so they wouldn't get a good pick if they did terrible.
I think a team that would probably that could fit our trade a little bit better, in my opinion, would be someone like the Washington Wizards. The Wizards right now are 2-7. Doesn't look like their team is going anywhere. They really have fallen apart with the Bradley Beal, John Wall duo. It doesn't really seem to be going anywhere. I'm sure the organization of Washington would be willing to reevaluate their pieces they want to build around, where they want to take the organization. I think if we would be able to make a deal with DeMar, Bradley Beal, if we could somehow pick up that rookie Hachimura, the power forward. I don't know if they'd want to get rid of him, but Hachimura is an absolute animal. He's a defensive set guy. He obviously does not bring the same offensive capabilities as someone like
LaMarcus. Let's just LaMarcus. Try to Washington to give us Bradley Beal.
But Bradley Beal, I think, would be a reasonable pick. He's also a good defender. I don't necessarily know if you'd even have to throw in picks on one side or the other, depending on how we what's it called, put together the deal. So,
man, I don't know. I think, from what I feel like would work best for the Spurs is you can't throw a star for a star. I feel like you have to trade DeRozan and LaMarcus. So I'm not going to count him out too. Like, he got to go too.
Oh, yeah, no.
Like, the Spurs need a revamp.
LaMarcus and DeMar for Hayward and Jaylen Brown?
Like, I know the Spurs don't want DeMar DeRozan, but I feel like other teams in exchange would want someone who's on the uprise, which I think what's going to be hard for Spurs fans is like they might have to let go of Rudy Gay. They might have to let go of some potential in order to get something good in return. So, like, for a Bradley Beal, yeah, you might have to give up Rudy Gay. You might be a little smaller, like, as a team. And for LaMarcus, oh, no, there's no way. Like, you're either getting a role player and draft picks.
I mean, LaMarcus has made it clear aging. That he wants to go back to Portland.
He's aging.
He said that?
Yeah.
He wants to go. He wants to go back, but I doubt, like, after this Melo signing, I doubt it'll be this year. Like, maybe in the offseason, if Melo plays like shit, then throw him off.
You'll take Hassan?
Hassan? I don't think he's a Spur. I think the Spurs, there's so many filters to be a Spur. There's so many filters. Like, you have to mesh to Pop. You have to, like, have the mentality of just, I can be a role player. And a lot of dudes in the league are, nowadays, they're just about their guap. Like, and, okay, outside of DeMar DeRozan and LaMarcus Aldridge, I feel like a lot of the Spurs' dysfunction is legit. Like, I feel like the young guys, I feel like it's their time. I feel like now's their time. I feel like you're 5-6. I feel like, you know, you've already tried the whole LaMarcus Aldridge gets the ball, he goes hard for a whole game, and you barely got through OKC. Cheerios. Like, the whole, we give DeMar DeRozan the ball, and he puts up 18-11 against really bad teams like Memphis. Like, I feel like Lonnie Walker, Derek White, Metu, I feel like Luka, like, throw him in some, like, late game minutes, like, legit, like, I'm not saying rebuild, but, like, I think now is, like, just like what they did with Manu and Tony, like, you just got to throw some of these dudes in the fire.
Mm-hmm.
And hope, absolutely. And either they build or they fall. Like, I'm sorry, like, we can't keep sheltering these dudes in Austin. Can't keep doing it. It's not gonna work. Like, with DeJounte Murray, they threw him in the fire and he balled out. Like, yes. I feel like
they threw Kawhi in the fire too.
They threw Kawhi in the fire, he balled out. Like Corey Joseph, all these dudes in the past, like, just throw them in the fire. Like, see how they ball out. Like, Patty Mills came up a low season in Portland, and they said, fuck it. Go ahead. Like, Tony can't play tonight. You'll start. Like, I feel like as bad as we want to ship off and say, you know what, they're the problem, I feel like there's a lot of dudes still on that bench that get no PT.
Yep.
I feel like the Spurs I remember growing up watching, which is, it's a machine. It's a new dude. It's a new team. It's a new rotation.
Literally.
Like, and we faded away from that because Pop's game from then was inside out. He's not used to the outside in. So, like, him thinking, now I got to develop shooters. Now I got to develop this and that. Now I got to, like, I feel like
He just stops playing people.
Like, he loves the inside out game, and he's ignorant about it. But, like, that's their one flaw is, like, shooting-wise, like, DeMar DeRozan ain't a shooter like that. Like, you're really looking at a whole lot of dudes that can't shoot besides Rudy Gay and Brent Forbes. A whole lot of dudes. Like, I know DeJounte Murray, his jump shot's back, blah, blah. But, like, outside of that, the Spurs don't have an outside identity at all. And it shows in stats. They're not shooting a lot of threes. And other teams are shooting a lot of threes. Like, the Memphis Grizzlies shot so many threes.
Honestly.
So many threes. And they pulled that game out. Like, the Spurs need a fresh look. Like, outside of trading players, outside of developing players, outside of coaching style, it's got across the board. Like, and that's not even a Pop or assistant coach job. That's an RC thing. RC got to start looking. Okay.
Fact.
Okay. What can we look at the market for? Okay. If they want DeMar or if they want LaMarcus and Rudy Gay, all right, throw them. Like, I know that's not the Spurs identity. The Spurs have never been the type to be like, okay, I'm in the trade market. I'm putting this player in the block.
Right.
Like, never been about it. They're always, oh, we'll see who we can pick up. do a free agency signing or who we can scoop out Austin.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like
it's time to make a big move.
It's time to start putting your neck out there.
Whether it be the trade market or your lineups.
And you could tell to the Kawhi trade, that was not their forte. They've never been through a scenario where we got to trade a franchise player. Ever. Not George Gervin, not David Robinson, not Tim Duncan, nor the Big Three.
No, all those players were pretty much.
It legit was the first time ever in their franchise history was Kawhi Leonard.
Which was tough.
Like, that's tough. Like, I feel like the dysfunction comes across the board. And I've seen it in play. Like, I've seen it on TV. And I feel like even, like, pounding the rock. Like, that's all they're writing about is, like, damn, like, this team just needs a revamp. And, you know, I get it. They're in this awkward phase of, like, oh, shit. Like, we want to contend. We still want to be in the playoffs. But we still want to develop players. Like, logistically, you can't do both. You can't. Like, you'll be a 9th seed or a 10th seed. Like, look at these teams now. Like, look at the 9th and 10th seeds. Like, that's legit what they are. It's just we want to contend, but we still got to develop these guys. The Spurs just, I don't know. Like, I get it. But LaMarcus Aldridge is aging. You got to get him out now before his value is depleted. And you just got to deal with it and just hope that when he walks to Portland, like, you got something left to back him up. I don't know. I feel like that's why the whole DeMar DeRozan giving the extension thing is like, I don't think he's going to bite. Because I feel like DeMar DeRozan wants to win. I feel like what the Spurs got right now is like, yeah, you can win a few games. You ain't going to win playoff series. You ain't going to go to the conference finals. That's why I said before the season
that's
started.
That's also on him, though.
That's what I said.
They have the ability to win games, of playoff games. They do. But the heart isn't there. Honestly, I think if DeMar came off the bench and took that Manu role, we might be cold. We might be cold as shit because no one's going to be able to guard him.
Knowing DeMar, he wants
to play. I don't know if that's going to happen.
And he wants to play.
Like, period. Like, he gets paid too much. I don't think he would settle for a Manu. As much as, you know, you can make an argument for, well, you know, the Manu played like a starter even though he's a sixth man. That's tough. I don't think that's going
to
happen.
DeMar DeRozan's not even at the peak of his career. We're trying to make him be a bench
player. Right. I'm thinking what we need to do. I'm looking at the Pacers right now in particular. And I'm serious. No, the reason I'm looking at the Pacers, we're looking at trades. They have a lot of tradeability, in my opinion. They have lots of pieces that are interchangeable with our organization while still kind of either sticking to what they have going on now or changing direction toward a younger team or a playoff team in the East. If we were looking to ship LaMarcus and or our boy DeMar, I mean, we can look at package deals with Sabonis. Sabonis has been a monster. He had one of his best. He had his best season last year. He's a consistent, like, 18 and 11 or 12 guy. Obviously, he's a foreign player. Spurs love foreign players. That's part of our identity. But he could be a consistent starting power forward to fill that gap of LaMarcus. He's still young. He does have a bit of a perimeter game. He does play kind of similar to LaMarcus's game without the fadeaway cheese. Then we could also package deal with, like, and you may not like this, but I'm saying Jeremy Lamb as a potential player. Because Jeremy Lamb is a consistent three-point shooter. We don't need him to do much else other than add three-point depth. Just try not to get burned on defense. Obviously, there's a chance we could just straight trade for like Victor Oladipo. I don't know if the Pacers want to just get rid of their player that's been injured. They've put a lot of time and resources into Oladipo, so I actually don't see that being too reasonable. However, I think that would be a player that I would love to have in San Antonio. He brings a defensive mindset that not a lot of other players, like DeMar, for example, really have. He can stretch the floor. He can shoot the three ball. The last person I'm actually looking at as part of this trade is actually TJ Warren. To James's point, I think Rudy Gay is a likely person that will have to be part of this deal. And so I'm thinking
TJ Warren is probably a guy that we could look to grab. He's tough as nails. He's like 26 right now, so he's in the prime of his career.
Yeah, I like him.
He's a bit spotty. You know, some games he'll give you 9 points on 3 of 9 shooting. Next game, he'll give you a near triple double on like 24 points. So I think TJ Warren has a lot of upside. I think that's an actual like team that we would be able to find similarities with our own squad. He has a similar game. TJ Warren has a similar game to Rudy Gay. So I think he'd be able to fit in well. He's a 6'8 power, small forward, power forward combo player. And again, we'd be adding a little bit of shooting to our team with someone like Jeremy Lamb, or obviously in the event that we could get Victor Oladipo somehow, that would be a miracle. But I think that would be a little more reasonable, because if we're giving them DeMar and LaMarcus, they're pairing that up with Miles Turner. That gives them a pretty powerful starting lineup in the East. They would just have to trust Justin Holiday to run their offense, or Aaron Holiday, because they got both of the brothers. But then they would just kind of be fishing around for a point guard. Maybe we could even load Patty Mills with it. I don't know. But I think the Pacers are a little more reasonable of a team to trade with. We've traded with them in the past for George Hill. So hopefully we still have good business connections.
Make good points.
So
I honestly think, though, that we're a faster team now. We've got to look for better bigs.
Yeah,
that run.
We need to find bigs that can run the floor and stretch the floor a little bit.
I'm telling you.
Jakob Pertl needs to go.
No, bro.
I don't mind him off the bench. I'm not too
he ain't starting, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely don't like him as a starter, that's for sure. But he's between him and Trey Lyles, I mean, if we have both of those guys, I don't mind our center position being our weakest position, as long as we can cover our ass elsewhere. Because, at the end of the day, right, if we can focus on limiting perimeter scores, which in today's day and age, most of the scoring is going to be coming from your backcourt now, not your frontcourt. So as long as we're able to focus on limiting how much their guards and their perimeter small forwards are scoring from the outside, we just need to put all of our, you know, time on defense then, on crashing the defensive glass and running the fast break, getting out on the break. We don't really necessarily need to have like a star center for where the Spurs are at right now. But yeah, we definitely need a high motor guy that can run the floor. Ideally, he's got some decent passing to him. The Spurs like to run a lot of cuts, and you got to be able to thread the needle to be part of a Spurs team. So shout out Boris Diaw. So
miss you.
Projections say that the Spurs are projected to finish 13th in the West, tied with the Warriors and above the Grizzlies. Out of 538 projections.
To be honest with you, and I'll make this my final point, because we're going to cut this short. We're going to just make this a 30-minute segment. But I'd honestly rather, if we're not going to make any damn moves this season, I actually don't mind us not making the playoffs. I think it goes to show that the shittiest place to be in the league is actually hovering around that 7th to 9th seed in your conference. And the reason behind that is because you're not getting quite the best draft picks, but you're getting just good enough ones that you're kind of going to live with it. And I like to call that NBA bedrock, because you're not really making moves upwards, but you're also not quite tanking. So that's usually a tough spot to be in, because it takes a few years to reevaluate. Obviously, there's going to be a lot of dissatisfaction with fans, with coaching staff, with players. And that's where you're going to have a lot of people getting fired or getting moved. And that can be hectic and chaotic. So I'd almost rather finish 13th or like 12th in the league versus like be a first round and out, unless we start playing our young guys and unless we start making some moves. So I'll leave you all off on that note. Has anyone got anything left to say? We're about to wrap up.
Anthony?
No, I just want Marco gone for sure.
I just want to say that I said this in earlier podcasts, that the Spurs would not make the playoffs. And it looks like I'm going to be right if they keep going at this pace. Yeah, it looks like I'm going to be right.
That sucks. That would ruin our streak. And we might actually go sub-500 this year, ladies and gentlemen. So be prepared for that.
Play Derek Whitmore and we'll win.
There you have it. Thank you all for tuning in. We'll catch you on the next episode.